This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Memorial Day was first celebrated on May the 30th, 1868. Now, that would be to commemorate the sacrifices of those who gave their lives in America's Civil War. Yesterday's commemoration would be like no other in the last 150 years, as many Americans continued to honor the nation's military dead with modest, more subdued ceremonies that also remembered those who lost their lives to the coronavirus. Others chose not to abide and at least tried to engage in those traditional Memorial Day activities that have characterized what has become known as the unofficial start of summer in the U.S.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
President Donald Trump, speaking at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, honored America's war dead Monday in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances, colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against the coronavirus. Eager to demonstrate national revival from the pandemic, Mr. Trump doubled up on his public schedule while threatening to pull the Republican National Convention out of Charlotte in August unless North Carolina's Democratic governor gives a quick green light to the party's plan to assemble in mass. The U.S. death toll from the pandemic is quickly approaching 100,000. North Carolina 2 days earlier reported its largest daily increase in COVID-19 sickness. President Trump first started the day by honoring the nation's fallen at Arlington National Cemetery. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. This is VOA News.